Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome, everyone. Those of you tuning in, this is Psyche's Gone Wild, and we're going to be going a little wild here in a few minutes with those of you who've called the 914-205-5362. Good to see everyone back. We're going to be taking just a second here. I know you guys are excited. We've got a phenomenal guest, and we've got a lot happening. So tune in to the Facebook room for those of you who are wanting to be in the contest, wanting to join in, wanting to see what's happening, and have some wild time. I am Jethro. I was born with the gift and the ability to be able to see and sense people's energies, and precognitive is what they call it. It's basically what I feel and sense as things that are going to be future events. For those of you calling, I know the numbers changed a little bit. It's 914-205-5362, and we have a phenomenal guest tonight. We're going to be bringing on here Leonard Perlmutter. This is the author of The Heart of Science of Yoga. For those of you who remember, he has been here before. We've had a really good time with him. He is also the founder of the American Meditation Institute here, and we got a little bit of phone thing, so you guys bear with me. The American Meditation Institute. He was the founder of it in 1996, also with Jeannette Cortez. And so those of you tuning in, I want you to be able to get some questions here for him. If you remember, Leonard is very phenomenal and very adverse and able to talk with some of the things he's learned from some yoga masters and holistic individuals. And just have a really good time here with Leonard Perlmutter, and we're having the friends contact. I know a lot of you are having a little bit of things, but remember right now with this virus and things, a lot of people are home, so your internet and things are going to be, if you get out or get kicked in, just call us right back. And I thank all of you who've been patient with me this last week. We've had the most chaotic energy here, and I'm in California now, and it's ironic that you know, with all the things happening, we're doing teleconferencing and other work. This is making a lot of lines go. We just got contact from some friends that were telling me that Verizon and some other places are having a little bit of short out in different areas. So just, you know, we bear with it. We know that there's going to be a good positive in. Leonard, how are you doing?
I am very well. Thanks for the invitation. It's nice to be back.
It's always nice to have you. We had a lot of individuals with your book, you know, and then we know now that you have another book out. We've got some friends asking us, Leonard, how is this affecting your meditation center, you know, with what's happening in the country?
Well, like a lot of organizations and businesses, we've had to change gears. We no longer are doing classes live at our center in Avril Park in upstate New York. And we have moved into the online arena, and so we have our meditation classes and also our Sunday services every Sunday morning from 9:30 to 11 in the morning Eastern Time. We have a wonderful opportunity for folks to visit live, and it's interactive, where we have a guided meditation, and that is followed by a spiritual reading and a little discussion and questions and answers. So we're picking up a lot of new interested people because we're online rather than local. So it's a little bit of a technological issue for me to have to learn the technology, but after a few weeks, I'm getting the knack, and so I can just concentrate on the teaching.
I love it, Leonard. And, you know, we're trained with some phenomenal people. We've had the most respect. I remember so much, not only with the book that you had put out, but there's a lot of things that you do right now that can help a lot of individuals who are having that stress. I have people asking, it's the AmericanMeditation.org. It's just exactly like it's spelled, AmericanMeditation.org, and you will find it there on it. You'll see a picture. There's a really good picture of Leonard there. He's looks like he's teaching or working with some individuals, and it's got the world's oldest tradition and things on that. So you guys looking over there, you see the MIA Meditation Foundation course. He's got the info right there. You can browse and look through the bookstore he's got with the MIA store. And, you know, working out with those of you who are trying to make contact, Leonard, we do have a couple of emails here, and I'm going to, you know, I was so impressed with it. One of the questions we've had is, Leonard, you worked with a master. Is it different working in different countries, or did you work with the master in this country is what they're asking?
Well, I worked with my spiritual master both in the United States when he was here, when he was also in India, when I visited him in India. But the interesting aspect of having a meditation master is that you can actually converse back and forth without being in physical proximity. So he has passed as of 1996. He dropped the body in 1996 through the practice of what they call Mahasamadhi, where in deep meditation he just exited the body. And since he's been gone, he is a stronger voice in my awareness than he was when he was embodied. So
I love that.
So it's very interesting that, and let's not forget that the external guru is just a mirror to redirect our attention back to our higher self so that we can become more and more self-reliant as opposed to dependent on people and things and opinions that are externally oriented.
I love that. And those of you tuning in, you know, and that was the thing with the heart and science of yoga that you guys get. If you haven't had a chance, I've got some of you guys writing me and looking to look it up. You can get the book there on online there with Leonard. You want to get this. This is a stable book. And I had given one away to one of the guests here, and then I kept my own. I have loved looking at it. For those of you tuning in, this is the Psychic Jethro. We're talking to Leonard Perlmutter, author of The Heart and Science of Yoga, and also the founder of the American Meditation Institute there in New York. And we've had a lot of people, you know, talking to us, Leonard, through the years. Yoga has had so much positive for people in healing. One of the things that I've had people ask me, if I'm having respiratory problems, is it possible for me, Leonard, to still do yoga?
Well, let's talk about the definition of yoga first, because obviously when we hear the word yoga, most of us in this culture immediately think of physical exercises, which that's true on one level. But yoga is really much broader than the physical exercises. It's a science that includes exercises for the physical body, but is not necessarily limited to them. So when we speak of yoga, the heart and science of yoga, we are talking about this broad umbrella of practices, because we, as human beings, we are complicated animals. We have a lot of different kinds of relationships. Yes, we have a physical relationship with the body, but we also have a very, very powerful mind, and we have a very interesting and sometimes very challenging relationships with our mind. Because our mind, that we're familiar with at least, has two parts: the conscious mind, which is only the smallest sliver of our mind, but the vast majority of the mind that we're familiar with is the unconscious mind. This is the repository of everything that we deem essential to self-preservation. It all exists and is stored in the unconscious portion of the mind. And what's interesting is that those unconscious forces also have the ability to move into the conscious mind. So, for example, we have stored in the unconscious mind a tremendous amount of fear. And when we have a relationship, that relationship, such as with this COVID-19, with the coronavirus, when we have a relationship with the coronavirus, a bubble from that deep channel in our unconscious mind of fear comes forward into our conscious mind, and we are consciously aware of fear. Now, from a yogic perspective, from a yoga science perspective, when that unconscious force of fear comes into our conscious mind, we can do something with it. Now, what is fear? Fear is energy. And we know that fear is a contractive, very powerful, and debilitating form of energy. It can diminish our immune system. It can cause coronary heart disease. It can cause respiratory illness. But yet, what did we learn in the fifth grade? We learned in the fifth grade that energy cannot be created nor destroyed, but it can be transformed. We all learned in fifth grade that we can take ice and transform it into water. And we can take water, and with enough heat, we can turn it into a gas. Mm-hmm. And so when I have a relationship with this coronavirus, and fear comes forward from my unconscious mind, because that's where it's stored. It's stored in everyone's unconscious mind. There's no one that is without fear. When it comes into the conscious mind, I'm aware of the fear. Once it makes its way into the conscious mind, I can do something positive with it. If I give it attention and I think about the fear, and if I act in a fearful way, it's going to hurt me. And we've all been there. But if I sacrifice it, if I offer this energy back to the origin from which it came, and everything comes from only one origin, we call it, in a religious sense, we call it G-O-D. Mm-hmm. There's many different names. They're all synonyms. It's all the same, but everything comes back to the one. And so when you sacrifice that fear, just let it go, that debilitating and contractive fear is automatically transformed into a healing energy, an increase in our individual willpower, and an expansion of our creativity. And that is very, very powerful. That's very powerful.
Very good. And Leonard, this is the thing that I've always, and I love with you when you come on. I've got a lot of ones writing in there saying, Jethro, it's very nice to hear someone who actually is connected in a way. And that's what I love with it, because, you know, it's very connected. Leonard has been doing this quite a while. And this is why I want you guys to take the time, not only to look at these things, but also really, if you can at all, join these, because this is what I find really excellent, as he was saying earlier, is we've acclimated. Now all of us are going to internet. You can do this now and not have to live in New York. You can go right on and check out the site and see and feel the foundation course and stuff. You've got things right there. Leonard, you were talking about some of the connections and really the purpose and the things of what we do with the yoga. And I love it because I have other individuals who the woman was talking to us before, and we're going to get to some of the phone calls. And one of the things on the show before was, Leonard, you know, when people come to you, oftentimes, is there other hidden things? You put them into yoga, and the yoga gets to being able to feel and heal them to the core? Because you're talking actual physical and spiritual energy, correct?
Absolutely. All of the body is in the mind, and yet all of the mind is not in the body. All of the body is in the mind, but all of the mind is not in the body. And so the more that we can use the mind in an appropriate way, we can heal the body. Now, what does that mean, in an appropriate way? Well, we've never been taught this about the mind. Nobody has ever taught us how to use our mind except in one way. How have we been taught to use our mind? We have been taught in school and college, university, trade schools, only one way to learn how to train the mind, and that is to memorize. Memorize knowledge from somebody else and to be able to regurgitate it on demand, like in an examination. Then we can get a degree which will enable us to get a job and we can make money. However, there's a tremendous portion of the mind in the unconscious that still generates fear and anger and selfish desires. And nobody has taught us how to deal with that, how to transform that energy. So these ancient women and men, these yoga scientists, began to look at the mind, and what they discovered was there are actually four functions of the mind. The first function of the mind, are senses. So our senses, what do our senses do? They extrude our creative energy. Just like after dinner, we go to the bathroom and we squeeze the tube of toothpaste and we put it on our toothbrush. That's what the senses do. They squeeze, just like you're squeezing a tube of toothpaste, they squeeze out our creative energy through our eyes, through our nostrils, through our mouth, through our ears, and through our hands and our feet, so that we can look and smell and taste and hear and touch objects and relationships in the material world. Why? So that we hope one of them or more of them will bring us security and happiness. So that's one of the major functions of the mind, our senses. The next major function of the mind is the ego. Ego is very interesting, and it's much more broadly defined than Western psychology. When you think about, you know, we remember when we were kids, you might say, oh, he's got a big ego. You know, he thinks he's really something. But that's only a small portion of what ego really means. Ego is anything that separates us from our essential nature of pure consciousness, wisdom, and bliss.
I love that. And those of you
from our own spirit. And so the ego always walks around with something like a chainsaw attached to the hip. And whenever the ego comes into a relationship with anything or anyone, the ego cuts it in half. And the ego says, oh, this is pleasant. Let's go for this relationship. But this over here, this half, this is unpleasant. I'm going to avoid that. This, the ego says over here, is good. Let's do it. And this is bad over here. Let's not do it. So the problem with that is it's a very limited perspective, because from our own personal experience, we know that things that are pleasant aren't always good for us. And things that are unpleasant aren't always bad for us. So if we just go along with the limited perspective of the ego, sometimes it's going to work out okay, and sometimes it's going to be very painful. So that's the second function of the mind. So you have the senses, you have the ego, and you also have the unconscious mind, this repository of everything that we're attached to that we deem essential to our self-preservation. And so the unconscious mind, the senses, and the ego, they're like these color commentators on television. You know, these talking heads on all these news programs. We've all seen them. These people, they're often wrong, but they're never in doubt. And that's the senses, the ego, and the unconscious mind. They keep on saying, oh, just do it. It's pleasant. Let's go. We're going to have a great time. Doesn't always happen. It's like that sign that is flashing red neon over your local bar and grill. And what does the sign say? Free beer, free beer, free beer. Oh, take a look at that. Free beer over there. Let's go. And you walk over to the tavern. You start to go inside the door. And then right underneath that big red flashing free beer sign, there's a little small little note. And what does it say? Tomorrow.
I love it, yes.
The payoff is always tomorrow, right? So
it's very
the ego,
true.
The senses, and the unconscious mind, they have limited perspectives. Now, sometimes they're right. I'll tell you the truth. We all need a healthy ego to drive a car. If we didn't have a healthy ego, we would always get into accidents. Mm-hmm. So sometimes the ego is correct. Mm-hmm. I need an ego right now to talk to all these wonderful people who are listening out in the radio land, you see. I have to project what I have experienced, because if I were just mumbling and I were insecure and not able to project what I have learned, no one would even pay attention. So sometimes the ego, the senses, and the unconscious mind are correct, but the ego, the senses, and the unconscious mind have no power to discriminate, no power to determine and to judge and decide. That is the fourth function of the mind that we call our conscience. In Sanskrit, the ancient spiritual language of Mother India, the word is buddhi, B-U-D-D-H-I, buddhi. It's our conscience. In Christianity, it's the Holy Spirit, or the Holy Ghost, they once called it. Mm-hmm. Doesn't matter what you call it. It's all synonyms. It's our conscience. And our conscience is very interesting. It acts as a mirror. That's its functionality. Our conscience, and every human mind has one, it acts as a mirror. And that mirror has the ability to reflect wisdom from the center of consciousness, from the super conscious portion of the mind. That's beyond the conscious. It's beyond the unconscious. The super conscious portion of the mind is at the center of consciousness. And this super conscious portion of the mind, which our conscience can reflect, the wisdom, can tell us 24/7, because it takes that wisdom from the superconscious mind, it reflects it through the conscience, and brings it into our conscious mind, and we are consciously aware of the thought to think, the word to speak, and the action to take that will enable us to fulfill the purpose of our lives without pain, without misery, and without bondage. So our job in every relationship is to coordinate the four functions of the mind, coordinate the senses, coordinate the ego, coordinate the unconscious mind to willingly support the 360-degree panoramic view of the conscience. And the more that we can do that, our outer actions are going to be in aligned with our inner wisdom, and the consequences that flow will always lead us for our highest and greatest good. In the process, the immune system will be strong, our health will be vital, we'll have creative ideas, we won't be so needy and lacking, and we will be self-reliant and self-confident. It's a beautiful thing.
Very beautiful. And those of you tuning in, this is Psychic Jether. We're doing Psychics Gone Wild, and you guys are having a lot of very positive. This is a very strong master. We were very fortunate to get Leonard Perlmutter back. He's talking to us about some serious things. I've got a lot of you guys wanting to get in. The 914-205-5362 will be picking up the phone in a few minutes. Go ahead and still call in for those of you listening. I know that Facebook, we've got quite a few in the room. We look, about 1,900 people are over here in a Psychic Jethro's room. For those of you who are tuning in, if you are on Facebook, you can just ask to join the Psychic Jethro's room. We'll let you in. You can go ahead and partake in the stuff that's going on behind the scenes. We've got quite a few people writing here and asking. Leonard, you always phenomenal stories and things I've heard about you and handling it. I do have a friend who went there, said your youth institute was very much healing, that they felt very much at peace. And that impressed me as listening to you on this show. This is Brian Del Brandt, who's writing me here from, actually it looks like he's in Chicago, I think, from the zip code. And what he's saying is that he wants to understand that if he were to take these classes and stuff, he was looking on your class, and he said there's a yoga science class with a yoga psychology. Does he sign up there online? It starts in April. Would he be able to sign up, and is there anything that he needs to pre-study or anything he needs to do to be able to do that?
No, the only thing that you have to bring to a class is your earnestness, because everything yields to your intention. So that's all you have to bring, is your good intention.
I love that, Leonard. And those of you tuning in, we got a lot of friends and other fans going, I remember that Leonard read, you were able to pick up things, Leonard, now, and we're going to pick up the phones for those of you who want to do that reading. You know, with me, I do progression, so you can ask for Jethro, or you can ask for Leonard, or we'll just talk with you. The fun thing is we're doing this at a time where quite a few of you are at home, and I want you to understand the reason I was so grateful that we got Leonard at this time, because he is a busy man with his institute, is you guys can get on online at AmericanMeditation.org and go there. I've been sending emails to some of you guys and other ones letting you know to get a hold of Leonard so that he can get you in that mental state. He was bringing that up earlier. I have quite a few individuals. I realize this is a concern. We all need to be extra careful, and of this time, there's a lot of fear, emotions. Leonard's the man to go to if you want to get this handled. You guys understand, I've never really physically met, but I've worked with Leonard over the radio, worked on the shows, I followed his stuff. I will tell you, I've been a fan of his for a couple of years, even before he was on the show, because if you look on his site, his group, him and his workers and individuals there in his organization are putting out things to go with. If you've read the books, you know what I'm talking about. Leonard, we talk about chakras all the time. Psychics are always getting into the aura and working with the work, and you've put it into a way where you can meditate. I had a person telling me that they were worried about their power. They'd had some problems, that their parents were very controlling, and they weren't sure why, that they had emotional and chakras blocked, but they were told this by different psychics. Leonard, do you have specific things? Do you work with the person on which yoga exercises? Is there different things that would really help a power chakra?
Chakras become blocked because we have conflicts in the mind. Mental conflict is the mother of all problems. Chakras are psychoenergetic centers, variously placed throughout the body. The main are from the base of the spine to the crown of the head, and each chakra represents its own unique psychology. And when we have different kinds of relationships where our outer actions conflict with our own inner wisdom, in other words, we get hijacked by the ego, we get hijacked by the senses, we get hijacked by the unconscious mind, we get hijacked by the culture, and the decisions that we make, the actions we take, the words we speak, the thoughts we think, wind up conflicting with our inner wisdom. That inner conflict, that inner contraction blocks energy, vital prana, from moving through those energy and psychology centers, and it diminishes our capacity to be creative in relationships. First chakra, the element is earth. It's about groundedness. In every relationship, are we grounded? Are we grounded in the truth? The second chakra, the urogenital region, this is the chakra where the element is water, and water represents fluidity, flexibility. How flexible am I in this relationship? Gee, I'd love to have that second jelly donut, but my inner wisdom said I just had a jelly donut. The first jelly donut was okay, inner wisdom says, but now the second one is not okay. How flexible am I to give up something that I love, for example? How flexible am I mentally to give up what I love? If I am mentally inflexible, well, then I'm going to be physically inflexible, and there's going to be blockage in my chakras. So the chakras become an early warning system. It's a diagnostic tool. How flexible am I? Third chakra is about energy. It's about fire. How much energy do I have? Am I tired? Do I have the blues? Am I lethargic a lot? Do I not have enough energy? Well, how much fire do I have available to me? And what's blocking it? What are the mental conflicts that I have that I'm carrying around? Fourth chakra is about inclusion, because the fourth chakra, in the heart center, midpoint between the two breasts, this is the cardiac center. So here I have my heart, I have my lungs, I have the breasts, I have my arms, I have my hands. This is where we make ourselves one with the world. We inhale the universe, and we exhale to the universe. We are one organism. Mm-hmm. So how inclusive am I? Do I include all, and do I exclude none? We have often seen people, when they're insecure and they're talking to somebody, and if they have a sense of lack within themselves, rather than knowing who they truly are, what do? They fold their arms in front of their chest. They block that energy of their heart center instead of opening it up. Mm-hmm. So that's the fourth. The fifth chakra is the pit of the throat. This is about speech, speaking the truth, and also hearing the truth. How able am I to hear the truth? How able am I to speak the truth? Or is that blocked because of mental conflict? And the sixth chakra is the eyebrow center, midpoint between the two eyebrows. This is about being able to see the truth in everything. Not the appearance, but the reality, right? We're not talking about living in Plato's cave and seeing the shadows on the wall from the fire in back of the wall. We're talking about being able to see things as they are, not as they appear. And that leads to the crown chakra, which is union with the supreme intelligence. So your chakra system is a diagnostic tool that can be used, just like any diagnostic tool in medicine, to give us the indication and the knowledge of what kind of relationships need greater attention, what kind of relationships are stumbling blocks as opposed to stepping stones, which ones are disallowing me to be grounded, which ones are disallowing me to be fluid, which ones are taking away my energy, in which ones disallow me from including all and excluding none, or speaking the truth and hearing the truth or seeing the truth or being united with the truth.
Very good. And those of you who tune in, you're having a good time. We have quite a few asking here. They're going, we're just so happy, Jethro, to listen to, not only with Leonard, your voice is very soothing. I'm looking at your site. We've got quite a few asking questions here. We're going to pick up the phones. This is the great part, and we'll have Leonard back. I will talk to him in his schedule. I'll definitely come back because I've got quite a few of you. Leonard, you've got my audience spellbound on the fact that you've calmed quite a few down. When we first started the show, we had quite a few of you guys apprehensive and a lot of contact. Well, now we've got you. Sit back, you're comfortable, grab a little popcorn or whatever you choose to do for your little snack there, water, tea, or coffee, or whatever makes you feel comfortable. Listen to what, you know, and not only is Leonard giving you very good, solid, strong principles and spirituality, but as I was saying, you can not only work with it or learn with Leonard. We've got some other ones on the phone. We're going to grab a couple of them. Bear with me, those of you on the phones, because we've got quite a few calls, so the phone's a little kooky, so if you hear back noise, just don't worry. Just go with me. This is 862. I said hello to you earlier when our phones were trying to test them. How are you, 862?
Hi, I'm well. How are you?
Wonderful. You listened and learned from Leonard. Are you ready to take this journey of getting it together and during this virus time?
Yes, sure. I am.
Good.
We love
good.
It. He's the best. So give us your name and what question do you have or how would you like to do it?
My name is Tasha, and my question is about love. So what do you see for me with love? New relationships.
Perfect. And can I get your birth name, birth date, Tasha?
12/9.
Thank you. And what I feel here when you've talked about love and the heart chakra, which we were just talking, and what I read with the question is, I feel that you have yourself in a situation right now that you're not finding. I feel like you're not seeing what you want to have. They're showing me the relationship for you as someone and it looks like it's going to be, obviously it's a little hard time to try to date because you have to be able to see through the computer or the line and you can't really talk with someone. But you know, we are finding people. But I am seeing yours. I feel like your heart was broken. Something's happened here in relationship. Can you talk a little bit about that? You have someone that was connected to you that wasn't maybe relationship treating you right or something there?
Yeah, it just didn't work out.
I feel that first, you know, and I apologize. I have to read the past a little bit because I do feel that the new relationship is in the making, but I feel like you've already maybe contacted or you've got someone who you've got ideas with, but it hasn't came to fruition of being asked out or with it. I feel like you have a friend or somebody that's already connected to your heart that hasn't done it because you've been still healing and they were giving you time.
Yeah. I talked to a couple of people, but nothing serious.
That's good. You know, you want to be right about that. Love's a very special thing. I love this 30-some years of it. Leonard, what are you feeling here? Are you feeling something with Tasha? Are you feeling some ideas you've got about love, what would be good for her to be ready to go that relationship now?
Well, I would just like to tell, and your first name again is Pasha?
Pasha.
What is the first letter?
P.
P, yeah, Pasha.
I apologize, my phones are terrible, Leonard.
So,
it's okay.
So love is the most ancient traveler. Love travels from eternity to eternity. You are love. The problem for the human being is that love comes through our four primitive fountains because human beings are also animals, and all animals are subject to the four primitive fountains. And those four primitive fountains are food, sex, sleep, and self-preservation. That is the origin of all of our emotions. And the essential emotion that we have, and we all know that emotions are a lot stronger than just thoughts. It's very, very powerful. Emotions are very powerful. Lots of energy. The essential energy of all these four primitive fountains, food, sex, sleep, and self-preservation, the essential nature is always love. But when I believe that I am my body, when I believe that I am my mind, when I believe that I am separate from you, that love identifies itself with an object. You see, I love you. I love it. Thinking that you or it is going to make me happy and bring me security. And that creates desire. That creates desire for an object, for a relationship that I mistakenly believe is going to bring me happiness. And if that desire is fulfilled, and I'm happy for a short period of time, what then? Then it creates fear that I might lose what I have, the fear that I might not get what I want. And if that desire is blocked somehow, and it is not fulfilled, it creates anger. So love is the essential nature within each of us. It is us having this human experience. It's the most ancient traveler. We are the most ancient traveler, you see.
Mm-hmm.
And it comes through our emotions, either as love or desire, fear, or anger. And the more that we give love without asking anything in return, love comes back, because every relationship is with ourselves. There is no other. That is an optical delusion. It is based on the limitation of my brain and my senses. I think that you are separate from me. That's not true. Yes, Pasha, you have a different body. You have a different mind. You have a different personality. You have a different habit pattern than I do.
Mm-hmm.
But the body, the mind, the personality, the habit patterns, they're all subject to change. And yet the consciousness within you is the same as the consciousness within me. That's why Jesus, speaking as the Christ, says, love thy neighbor as thyself. Not because it's just a cool idea, but because on the highest level of consciousness, thy neighbor is thyself. Every relationship is with yourself. So if you give love, asking nothing in return, that love will come back to you. Somewhere, love will visit you and fill you, because it is in giving that you receive. So don't be needy. Don't be lacking. You
mm-hmm.
are the supreme reality, having a human experience. Your responsibility is to bring light to the world. And the more that you love, basing your outer actions on your own inner wisdom, letting your conscience be your guide, as Jiminy Cricket once told us from the Disney movie, let your conscience be your guide to determine your thoughts, your words, and your actions, you will become a prophet of love. And as you give love, asking nothing in return, the universe will be attracted to you and will love you in kind.
Thank you so much for that. I really appreciate
welcome.
That. That's wonderful. I will definitely do that.
looking forward, and I want to give a little bit there with those of you tuning in. Thank you for calling in. We're getting grabbing the phones. We're taking it out. We've got the 914-205-5362 numbers online. We've got it in the room. We just had a really good experience here where I just went into the room, and Hillary from Albuquerque, you've run a half an hour reading. I will send it to you through the email that you put there. And Hillary, I thank you for putting in the room. That's how to get it. Go into the psychic Jethro's room, right into us. We've got Brant, we've got Martin. We've got quite a few of you guys calling and coming in. You know, get the reading over the phone, but we're also giving away readings as we always do on Wild. And right now, I apologize to you guys. I have a lot of you asking me. I'm not doing the physical book. I'm not giving away jewelry, necklace, due to the mail, only because we want to limit the things in your house. I want you safe. I am Psychic Wild. As you guys know, we've always been wild here and done the prizes, but we want you having those physical things right now limited in the house. But you can go on, do the things, their order. What I love is that we were just talking to the Leonard here, and he's discussing about he can put that classes right in your house. You can have a meditation. You can get the book online. You can go. Definitely those of you that are tuning in, this is the way to do it. And I thank all of you fans. We want to write down Alex and Marilyn, one of our big winners, Amy in Florida. Those of you who have had the bigger experience and won that, please share that on Facebook so people do know. I hope, I'm asking Julia if she gets a chance. You were the last one that got received a necklace to let us know with the amethyst. We've been kind of waiting here for some reason. Those of you know, we do send these things out, and then we want to make sure that they went to who they did. So just drop us a line saying, yay, you know, we don't need anything else from you physically. Just that you got it, you liked it, you gave it away, or what? Just so we know what where things are going with those of you out there. We've had quite a few people go to psychicjethro.com, put on there. Give us a site. We know that they're Leonard, but where is the place that they want to make contact? Is it on the American Institution site where they can make contact to you?
Yes, they can send an email at ami@americanmeditation.org, or you can just visit americanmeditation.org, and then you can click on different programs like our foundation course of yoga science, or our Sunday meditation, our guided meditation that I do every Sunday from 9:30 to 11 in the morning Eastern time. And what you'll also receive is a free recording of that guided meditation and the conversation, the philosophical discussion that takes place. And it's live, it's interactive, you can ask questions in real time and receive answers in real time. It's very special.
I love it, Leonard. We've got on here now. We've had some other ones asking me that you have a comprehensive training with yoga science as holistic mind-body medicine with physicians. You've got your 12th annual one. You definitely know your things, Leonard, and we love that. Is it a calling with you? Did you know at a young age, psychically or energy-wise, that, Leonard, you were going to do what you've done so well with yoga and with helping a lot of individuals?
To be very honest with you, I've always had a philosophical orientation in my life. And so that philosophical orientation left, I would say, a scent. You know how a smell can bring the mind back to a previous experience? And so throughout my life, because I've been so philosophically oriented in certain kinds of relationships, I will experience a scent of that philosophy. And I would know immediately that this is where I need to give my energy. And throughout my life, it has led to this moment with you, Jethro.
I love it. And I got to tell you, those of us, we're very grateful. I feel glad with the mission. And those of you tuning in, we were talking a little bit earlier, and this is something about the belief. And this is where I've tried to get a lot of my years of it. And like Leonard and the thing of working this, I've done it 30-some years. My teacher with Holistic is on the other side. And I love what Leonard brought up earlier for those of you listening in. You working with a master, when they leave this vessel, there is another chapter, depending on your beliefs and how things are for your, you know, the other side. Those are where they become even stronger, working with us and working out. I have had some of the most strongest and most intense experience from a 30-year-old teacher who worked with me to after his passing, and I've had other work here. So those of you tuning in, we're going to be talking about some of this after death and after life for those of you connecting. Remember to get a hold of us. I've had quite a few of you from Florida asking me. I do the Friday Circle, and I still have continually, through teleconference, am doing the classes for those of you. If you want to learn how to open your modalities, how to work with the third eye, how to do the work, I have the knowledge of it, and from Sedona and Manitou Springs. So I welcome you guys. What I'm trying to get tonight is to have you guys let me know what else you've got. We've got a lot of them going, I just like it with Leonard. We've got quite a few people that I've contacted are just putting up the flag. They want to be silent, and that's fine. You can listen into the phone, because I know a lot of you use the phone, and the app is really good to just listen to the conversation tonight. I've got a couple of you putting up the flags, and we're going to go ahead and ask you to go ahead and bring on your show. 951, you came on here. How are you doing, 951?
Great. Hi.
This is Jethro and Leonard, and you are?
Nathaniel.
Oh, wow. Nice to talk to you, Nathaniel. Do you have a question here for our wonderful Leonard today? And we're talking about, we're getting a lot of knowledge. You have something you'd like to talk to him about with energy, chakra?
Oh, yeah, just, I don't know, you know, do you see my chakras balanced? Or do you have a message or something?
Well, you can balance your own chakras, and you do that. You do that by building and maintaining a bridge in your life. I call that bridge yoga, because yoga means union. And the bridge that you need to build in your life is a bridge between your outer actions, your thoughts, your words, and your deeds, and your own inner wisdom that resides at the core of Nathaniel. And the more that you use that bridge in the midst of every relationship, remember, every relationship means that you have to take an action. And every action that you take, whether it's physical, verbal, or mental, every action brings about a consequence that can lead in one direction or the other. If you can build and maintain and use a bridge, a philosophical bridge, that connects your outer actions to your inner wisdom, not only will your chakras be balanced, but you will be filled with healing energy, willpower to do what's to be done and not do what's not to be done, and the kind of creativity that other people will say is genius. So you have to light your own lamp.
Right.
Go within, seek within, find the truth within through your own conscience, and serve that wisdom in thought, word, and deed, and you'll have no more questions. All you will be a prophet of love.
Very strong.
Hey, that was super.
Thank you. God bless you.
I love it. Thank you for calling. Bless
you.
We're going through real quick for you guys that are wild fans. We're doing wonderful. Litter's here. We've got Litter Promoter in the house. We've got a lot of people calling in. Now all of a sudden, all the flags started to come up, and we got 6 minutes to go, you guys. We are real good, and we're real excellent, but we've got to only do it real quick. So we're loving you, and they're telling me, Leonard, you've got to come back. I didn't realize that listening to your voice and the work of it, I can understand the meditational phase. I also was very excited about it. I am going to be contacting you. This is Delbert up there. And Delbert, you are in New York. So this is one thing I love about the internet. You don't realize what's in your own neighborhood until you guys have to come home and kind of work with the internet. I have those of you going in Facebook, definitely connect with us there. You can connect with Leonard. You can connect with me. We've got these sites open. He was telling you the email. Those of you at psychicjester.com, put in. We're giving away. Hillary won the half an hour reading we were saying earlier. And we're going to go ahead and be contacting those of you. If you get a chance and you look in at those of you who know from my all my years of it, I have acclimated to where I brought back, because of this, the internet. I will do email. So if you send me them, give me three questions, send me a recent picture. I need to be able to see you recently, and I brought that back. We haven't done that for quite a few years because of people are home and we have the time. And what I've had, the reason I brought that in is because a lot of you, I know it's really frustrating when you're trying to work at home and you want to concentrate on other things. So send it to me. I'll send it in your email. You can read it later. I'm trying to do what I can to help you, and you're helping us. We want to make sure all of you guys are safe. So tell us, those of you, we've done this show for 8 years solid with Psychics Gone Wild. So I do want you to let us know you're out there, you're okay, things are happening. I don't mind those emails. It's a good thing to do. It's also spiritually, we're sending along faith, and we're sending them over to the American Meditation with Leonard to get them healed. And we've got a lot of you asking me where we're going to be on again. We're going to be on again tomorrow, and we've got Carl McCallahan. You know, remember Carl? Carl's also one of our strong authors, and he is coming in and going to be talking about ley lines work. He's the one who wrote to you guys about the Aztec. Leonard is our meditation master, and we're going to grab 347 again. I can hear you, 347. How are you?
Hi, I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Wonderful. This is Jethro and Leonard, and you are?
My name is Tanika.
Very good. We got a few minutes here. Do you have a quick question for us before they run us out of here?
Oh, sure. I wanted to know, do you see me moving, like, say, to Florida or anywhere like that anytime soon? Because I always wanted to move there, and I'm just done with New York, and I haven't, like, found a partner here or anything. There's someone I care about, but he just, I don't know, he's just not really and responsive. His name is Frank. I'm not sure if you see us together or me moving anytime soon. I know my sister is about to move in the summer to Florida, and I mean, I would like to be with someone and settle down, but I don't know if there's anything for me here.
May I go, Leonard? I'm feeling with this person. I do feel that there is something about a change and a shift coming, but I love what we were talking about earlier about manifesting with the mind. I do feel that you're going to be doing something real soon there that is going to be more of your liking. You had brought up the fact of the thing. I feel that we need to manifest that and see it, because I don't feel like there's much held there for you in New York, but there is something that has to exchange, or something has to happen for you in power so that you can go that. I've heard only about New York. I've never lived there, but I keep feeling from you that part of the depression or something, there's something that's causing a sadness that you've outgrown in New York, is what they're saying.
Yeah. I have no friends really here. I moved to the suburbs away from the neighborhood I grew up in long, long, well, years ago. And I've tried to fit in here, but I don't. So I just stick to myself and, you know, just go to the mall, spend my money. That's it. I really don't have a social life at all. I stick to myself, and it's just no one really, no one notices me, and I just kind of keep to myself. So I don't feel connected to my area at all. And I would like to kind of like have a life of my own and live someplace beautiful. I mean, my mom is older. She's here. I don't want to leave her. I'm scared. I would like her to come with us, but she seems to be really attached here because my stepfather. So I don't know what the outcome is going to be. I was hoping to find a husband and get married, but and have children.
Well, I would like to say something, if I could, just for a moment, Jethro.
Please, yes. We got 3 minutes. Sorry.
Okay. And that is that what I see has nothing to do with New York or Florida. New York is not the problem, and Florida is not the solution necessarily. I'm not saying that Florida is a bad move. I'm just saying that something must precede that decision, and that is you need to form an intimate relationship with yourself. Meditation does something that nothing else can do. Meditation does something that nothing else can do. It introduces you to yourself. And the more that you know yourself and rely on yourself in thought, word, and deed, the universe in all magnificent forms will be attracted to you, regardless of where you are physically.
Very wise words. We thank you. We love you. I hope that helped you. We're going to be going there. She's on the phone. I apologize. The phones are dropping, and it's that time. It's unfortunate we just got so many people in. Leonard, we want to thank you. This is the Psychic While. We appreciate your time and effort. Go to the American Institute for those of you that are looking up that. Make sure you check out the meditations and American Meditation Institute there in New York. You've got the site. And we love you, Leonard. Have a great day. I hope I didn't take you away from dinner, but we appreciate your help. You're a very noble man.
God bless you. Thank you for doing all the good work that you're doing, Jethro.
Bless you. You too, Leonard. Have a great day. We are going to go ahead and call it a good one. Stay wild. It is the way to be, and we love you.